Right, we're good. Okay, you want to close the door, Struble? As much as it closes? Based on the. Okay. So, I want to start a new inyan. For many years, we've been doing business halacha. I think it's been going on. Yeah? It's going on for how long? Over 5 years, sure. So we've been doing different kosher mishpat, business halacha type of topics. Whether it's ribbis, aynah, skeras poyalim, shaymrim, mazik, all sorts of different business halacha shaylas. So, I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and as we'll see, it is related to the, I guess, quote unquote, the ethical part of business in terms of how to the tznius chaylik. But it's really negiah, you know, daily life, and negiah offices and businesses as well. It's something that people don't know too much about. People know that it exists, but there's a lot of shilas that people aren't aware of. And the shilas come up all the time, whether it's in business or whether it's at home, as we'll see. And that's the sugya of yichud. Yichud is, as we'll see, if it's derabanan, it's deraisa, what's the makar of it. But the inyan of yichud, which means that one man cannot be in a secluded place with one woman, so that inyan is where we would find an inyan of a shmira, perhaps even on the deraisa level. Normally we associate shmira or merchak, or kind of distancing oneself from an avera, as a derabanan concept, right? Derabanan don't want you to be nichshal in something, so derabanan added gedarim. But we don't find that concept so much on a deraisa level, right? Because it's not common you would find that. However, we do find, as we'll see in the sources now, that the yichud is an issa deraisa. So there's an issa deraisa of yichud kipshutai. We'll see, but we'll try to get as far as we can in that Indian today, which raises a phenomenal initial, an amazing question, which is, now all of a sudden we're finding that there's a deraisa concept of a geder. Stay away.
What about Bayaz and Rus?
What about
Zichud?
He also married, I'm saying.
He wasn't married to her yet.
If he was bin Mutter, it would have been Yibum.
He didn't have attention to do Yibum yet either.
Okay, you can go through the whole Tanakh if you want. I mean, there's a lot of questions, but it's not clear where that, you know. And as we'll see, that's what I was going to say, is that Boaz is before David, and Rus Kipshutai was a Pnuya. Okay, let's get to the sources. Pnuya is a single girl, not married. Okay, so the makaris for the din. Let's try to get some clarity here. What is the source of the halacha? So there's a gemara in Kiddushin. The Ikar Sugya is in Kiddushin, so we'll learn from there. It's on Daf Pei Amud Beis. It's page 1 in the booklet, and the gemara.
Is there another booklet?
That's the original. It's hard to use that.
Okay.
So the Mishnah says, "You share it. It's fine. Yeah, share it." So it says like this: "My time up. Where does the Isser of Yichud come from? Tana debel yo hoyel v'nashim daitan kalasalein." Let's go back to the Mishnah. I'm sorry. Payamid beis. Let's start with the Mishnah. Lo yisyached adam imshtei nashim, aval isha achas misyachedus imshnei anashim. So here we paskin. Let's focus on the first line of the Mishnah. Lo yisyached adam. A man is not allowed to do yichud imshtei nashim, even with two women. So most people will think to themselves, isn't that by definition not yichud? Doesn't yichud mean seclusion with one person, one man, one woman? So now the Mishnah says, no, yichud means even one man with two women. Okay, that's surprising. But that's what the Mishnah says. Says the Gemara, my taima, why is that so? Tana de Baal yo hoyel v'nashim daiton kalos aleim. Because nashim can get carried away and they can get distracted and they don't really care what's going on or whatever. So Memela is an Issa Yichud of one man with two women. Now, we'll get back to this. So huge Machloikas Rishonim
is this dafka two, or what about three, four, or five? When it says it is an iser, a one man with two women, is that dafka or lav dafka? We'll get back to it hopefully by the end of this year, but I want to focus on something else first. So now, the Gemara continues. How do we know the Isra of Yichud in the Torah? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Remez Liyichud Minatari Minayin. So a funny lashon that can be deciphered as Deraisa or Derabanan. But Remez, a hint or a Makar, a source, Liyichud from the Torah. Shenemar Ki Yasischa Achicha Ben Yimecha Vichi Ben Eim Mesis. Ben Av, Eino Mesis, why when it, here we're talking about a Mesis. A Mesis is someone that convinces his friend or his relative to do Avodah Zarah with him. The assumption of the Gemara in explaining the Pasuk is that being Mesis someone normally happens in private. It does not happen in public. You don't go over to someone in the middle of the shir, hey, let's go do Avodah Zarah. This is something you call someone to the side. You have to have a serious conversation with this guy and I talk to you. Listen, I think that I got something cooking over here. Let's go. Right? So, being maces someone of Avodah Zarah generally happens, being maces someone for the Avodah Zarah generally happens in private. Okay? That's the idea. So, Mamela, it says, Ki yasischa achicha ben imecha. The who is going to do this? A relative of your mother. But a relative of your father is not going to do this to you, it sounds like in the Pasuk. It sounds like primarily who's going to do this to you is a relative of your mother. So the Gemara says, why? The Gemara says, because you can't have yichud with your father. A father cannot have yichud with the relatives of his father. He would only have yichud with his mother. The only person that he would end up having yichud with is his mother. So the Gemara deduces from here that there's an Isra Yichud in the Torah, but you're allowed to do Yichud with your mother and a father with his daughter. But other than that, you would not do Yichud with any other person.
Grandchildren?
Probably is Mutter also. And a sibling, a sister, the circumstances depend on the circumstance. You're not allowed to live together with a sister. Like as roommates, like Bekvias. Can't go rent an apartment together. A yichud, one time, you know, here and there, that's okay. But anyway, so that's the Gemara says. Mikan, so the Gemara's maskana is, Loi Marloch, Ben Misyachidim, Imoi, Va'osoli, Isyachidim, Kol Arayis, Shabbat Torah. So here, the Gemara seems to say that Midir Raisa, you're not allowed to do yichud with any Arayis. Now, Arayas means that they have to be related to you, or she's an Eish HaSish, married, or a Nida. But someone that does not fit into that category, they're not related to you, and they're not Nida, and they're not a Eish HaSish, is not an Erva. So according to that, so a Pnuya, a non-married, a single girl, that in the days of the Gemara for sure was not Nida either, because for Tumah V'Tahara they would go to the Mikvah. So therefore, a penuya, there would be no Isser Yichud from the Torah. Okay? However, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that David HaMelech, at the time of Amnon and Tamar, the whole story of Amnon and Tamar, so they were goyzer on an Isser Yichud, even on a penuya. So to your question, Boaz was before David HaMelech, that's what he was saying. Sorry, David was before David HaMelech, and therefore, there was no gzer on a penuya. And she was not an erva to him. Rus was not an erva to him. She was not an ishizish. She was not an erva. That's why Boaz was allowed to do yichud to Rus. There was no gzera on a pnuya yet. Okay. After that, there's three levels. After that, they made another gzera in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara Avodah Zarah. That was the bezdin of the Tanoim. Much much later time, they made a gzera a isra yichud on goyim, on a non Jewish woman. Okay? So that's the Seder Adavar. So first, the Issa Yichud was with an Erva, then it's with they added Pnuya, and then they added Goyim. Now, by the way, a person can be married, and then his wife becomes a Nida. So now she's an Erva. So all of a sudden, she should also be Yichud with his wife, because she's an Erva now. So that, everyone knows the Gemara. I mean, I remember. There's a Gemara in the beginning of Ksubis, and a Gemara in other places, and Avodah Zarah in Sanhedrin, that basically says, Suga Basheshanim, that Hashem, that there's no Isser, even on the Daraisa level, there's no Isser Yichud with his own wife, if she's a Nida, as long as they already were together one time. So once he was already, they were already together one time, so then there's no more Isser Yichud. That's why if a Chas and Kala get married and the Kala is a Nida, so then it becomes very problematic because they can't do Yichud. So it gets very, what? Besides that, it's Chuppas Nida, which means that in the marriage is, you know, according to the Rambam, is not fully married. But you know, let's say they are married, in that case with the Rambam. But now the wedding's over, they got to go home, you know. So it's like... What?
Stan going to the Yichud.
Right. So, you know, so the sister's little brother gets all excited, like, oh, I get to be in the Yichud. So, Lamaisa, you have to figure out, you have to figure out what to do, why, you know, how you solve that issue. But that was a gzera, that would be an Isra de'araisa of Yichud with Anida. Okay? Obviously, nowadays, we assume that any Pnuya of age is already Nida as well. So every Pnuya who's a single girl is, in any way, is Isra Yichud de'araisa, and not Isra Yichud de'rabanan. Now, why am I focusing on this? Because we keep in this, you know, group, we keep derabanans as well. So what's the real difference whether it's deraisa or derabanans? We'll see. There are going to be differences in that. Okay? But what's fascinating over here is that you see from here, kipshutai is mideraisa. Now, there is a little bit of confusion in the Rambam. So let's just read the Rambam and then I'll say what I want to say. But the Rambam is on page 6 over here in the booklet. So if you look, is there enough to go around? So there's a Rambam here. The Rambam says like this: Also leisyached im erva min harayis, bein zakena, bein yalda. Whether she's old or young, it doesn't matter. Shetover zeh. The Rambam says is goyrim legalus erva. So the Rambam says that the reason is because it's too close, and it could become too gilei harayis. Chutz, he makes the exception that the Gemara made. Ha'aim im benav ha'avim bito, a parent with a child. V'habal im ishtanid, and a husband with his wife. And the Rambam explains what we just explained, as long as they were together one time. Now look at the next halacha. He says, even though there's an erva of mishkav zachar, but you don't say that every man is asked to do yichud with another man, because maybe that, no. Lo next he saw mishkav zachar v'ala behema, l'fikach ein asr l'isach nimoim. Okay. V'im nisrach nimoim. Now, the gedolei achama yamarchikim and abehema kadesh lo yisyachdu imah. But I wanted to focus on the last line of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Isser yichud arayis mi pi hakabbalah." What does mi pi hakabbalah mean? In the Rambam's terminology, mi pi hakabbalah means it's a mesora. Is that the araisa? Is that the rabbanon? You know, there's a famous Rambam that says kedushay bia is medivrei soifrim, comes from the rabbanon. Now, the Gemara in Kedushin has a few blot to explain that Kedushin Bia is deraisa. So how could the Rambam say it's Divrei Soifrim, which sounds like a Darabana language? And there's a ton, if you learn Kedushin, so there's a lot of ink spilled on this Rambam. It is interesting to note that I heard one time that someone saw the original Ksav Yad of the Rambam in the Cairo Geniza. It may not say that. It may not say Divrei Soifrim. It may say Medivrei Torah. But anyway, but fine. But very, apparently, very, the Ratzon Hashem
very,
was...
Very well, but
yeah. Okay.
The Brisker Rav would periodically send people into Oxford to look up where he...
Yeah.
The printed version.
Right.
Correct, so.
Yeah, there's a picture of... So, Mipia Kabbalah is not a very comfortable word, because it's in between. The Kabbalah means a Mesorah. Halacha Moshe Misinai is also a Mesorah and Midiraisa. We wear black tefillin. If a person comes in with the neon green tefillin, they say, well, doesn't say the Torah has to be black. Well, it's a Halacha Moshe Misinai. So that's called Deraisa. Right? So Mipia Kabbalah is not very clear. The problem is that the next page, the Rambam says that someone that does Yichud, in the third line of the Rambam, he says the second line of the Rambam on the next page, he says Nimtza kol misyachidim isha she'asa leisyachid ima bein yisraelis bein kutis, whether she's Jewish not Jewish, makin es shnei makas mardus Yishra, give them makas mardos. Makas mardos is you whip the person, but that's the language used whenever we talk about an isadur, violating an isadur abonon. We talk about an isadur, it's called malchus abonon. It's a different language. So the Rambam would sound like it's durabonon.
Even when it's not allowed? In other words,
that's what the Vilna Gaon says. The Vilna Gaon says some people wanted to say that the Rambam is durabonon and they prove it from malchus mardos. That's not a proof, because there will be no malchus deraisa here, because there's no isra from the Torah that would be mechayev malchus, because you have to have a lav. There's no lav over here. Okay, Malkoponim, I wanted to ask a question, which is, so like I said before, this is a very strange Isser then comes out, because we don't find anywhere in the Torah that there's a Geder from the Torah. Gedarim are always Derabanan. Muksas, Derabanan, why maybe you come out, right? The whole idea of Derabanan is Asumi Shmeres Mishmarti, is that they're supposed to make the fence around, around the Torah. But now all of a sudden you find that the Torah itself made the fence. You know, the yellow line or whatever. The Torah itself made the fence over here. So you could say, well, Arias, as we know, Arias is Ein Apotropos Arias. Arias is a lot worse than any other possible Avera. It's much more tempting and much, much more alluring to people. And therefore, the Torah itself put in this Geder. That's what you would have to say. Which is a big chiddush. There is another way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is that really yichud is its own iser. It's not because maybe you'll end up doing gilui arayos. It's that yichud itself is not good. Yichud itself is not good. Yichud itself is a situation of korva, of being close to an erva, to someone that you're not allowed, that the Torah doesn't want you to have that type of relationship with, and therefore being secluded with that person itself is something the Torah doesn't like. Not because maybe they'll do gilui arayos. The nafkamina, Rav Moshe has a nafkamina. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, an old person who, medically speaking, really is no chashash at all of gilui arayos by this guy. He's an old man, he's an old whatever patient.
Older woman, so
would he be permitted, if medically speaking, it's basically impossible that he would do gilui arayos, is he allowed to be misyachid because he can hire a nurse? And it'll be yichud. I'm not talking pikuach nefesh, whatever. Are you allowed to? Or do you have to figure out ways to avoid yichud? It's very interesting to point out that it would come out, according to some shittas, that yichud is more also than touching the woman itself in public. Meaning, the Rambam holds, to machlokes, if kurva to an erva is mederaisa or mederabanan, but yichud is zikr deraisa. So think about that. It's unbelievable. It means yichud, if you say that it's a gezera, yichud is more of a sense of korva to the person than just touching them in public, maybe. Now, we don't pass it like that. We get carried away. We pass in the Chazon Ish held that shaking a woman's hand is yarek val yavor. It's like shayach to arayis, and it's very chomor and all that. I'm not,
that's what we hold on to.
I don't know what we hold
halacha l'maisa.
I don't know what we hold halacha l'maisa. But my point is that definitely, the point is that even according to the Shita, that touching a woman is deraisa and it's yarek vayavar, it's only if it's touching in a way that brings techiba. It's majorly dechiba. It brings them closer. But if it's a very informal way, then it wouldn't be. The whole reason to maybe ask her is because
it's a formal way.
It's a very formal way, right? It's a very formal way, not a something to be lidekiruv. So in that way, it could be everyone would agree that it's not us from the Torah, but yichud is, and yichud you don't care about your intention. Yichud is more usher. It's considered closer together than a form of touching, even. Right? It's interesting.
If you're learning
now, that's what I'm saying. So what do we hold? Do we hold that yichud is because it's coming l'day arayis, or do we hold that yichud is an independent iser that the situation itself, the Torah doesn't like it. Nafkamina could be, is it Yaharik Val Yavur? So, you know, like I heard a shiur one time that whatever this guy is going, he gets onto some sort of bus or something, and the driver's late, and then all of a sudden realizes there's no one else on the bus, and he jumps out the window. So is yichud?
Is about going to a safe room during the area
where when they're attacking him. It's pukach nefesh, but shas is yarek vayavar. In other words, if Yahar Vayavar means that for Gilui Arayas you have to give up your life rather than to be over, and not just Gilui Arayas itself, but anything which is shaykh to Gilui Arayas.
Including Yichud?
So that's the question. What about Yichud? Is Yichud shaykh to Gilui Arayas? Because the Torah, it's a Torah de Arayas and together of Gilui Arayas. So it means it's shaykh to Arayas. So it means the Torah said, doing this is a step to doing that, and therefore it's shaykh to the Issa of Arayas. Or maybe it's an independent Isser, because this situation the Torah doesn't like, but that means it's independent, it's not really a bad Arias.
Even
according to that,
it would be the same child by the non-medically able person.
That's what I'm saying, that's what Moshe says. So the non-medically able person, Moshe says, depends on this. Moshe ends up saying that it's Poshut that it has to do with Arias. However, however, it really depends on are we talking about the Yichud Deraisa or the Yichud Derabanan? So basically he wants to say that the Yichud Derabanan, which would be with a guy or a single girl, right, so it would be a guy essentially nowadays, so that would be Derabanan, maybe that would be Mutaf. It's Deraisa Yichud, so it would be a Jewish woman essentially, then it would be more of a problem. So it could be he would suggest, it could be he would suggest to rather get a guyish nurse.
What about an elevator?
Okay, well, these are good questions. These things, there's a shear for the time of Yichud. So you have to, you know, you have to know if it's going to end up being that time period. But yes, that's a place can discuss it.
Even the sheet that it says that it's
independent.
It's still on the way to the Arba.
No, but the Torah didn't answer because of that. The Torah answered it because it's a situation that we don't like. Now, why? We don't like it because we don't. There's relationships of Arias, of Arab, Gilui Arias, and then there's a kurva of being in the same room.
It would be interesting if Halacha didn't treat it as a step on the way. Like, if there's a sack of Yahweh, and anything that leads to it, and this is not considered it leads to it because it's its own thing, let's say it wasn't its own thing, it would still be leading to it, but...
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's too far away. I mean, without the Torah, you know. There's two ways to look at it. So now, okay. So these are the three levels. Now, let's go into the Mishnah. So we said a Mishnah. That the Mishnah says one man is not allowed to misyached with two women. The Rashba says that this idea that one man is not allowed to be misyached with two women, that is only a derabanan as well. Means mid-de-araisa, it's only one man, one woman, and she has to be an erva. Says the Rashba, we added on two things. We added on that even one man with two women is yichud, that's derabanan. And we also added on one man with one woman who's not an erva to him, like a pnuya. So Rashi wants to know, what about one man with two pnuyais? One man with two pnuyais. What will be the din? So now it's two derabanans. Because one on one is deraisa, and she has to be an erva. Now it's one on two, and she's not an erva. So Rashi ends up saying this is a problem also. Okay. Now, the reason this is important, because the following shaila. We mentioned before that there's a shaila. What about one man, not with two women, with three, four, five, or six women? Is there a difference? Is it dafka two, or we ask for even any amount? So, let me show you. Let's see here. Look at page three for a second. On page three, there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol she'asokav im hanoshim, lo yisyached im hanoshim. Anyone that is busy with women should not have yichud with women. So a guy sells makeup, or a guy sells clothing and stuff like that. His asik is an asik which involves, why? Because he's very comfortable with women, and therefore we have to be extra careful, and therefore he cannot do yichud with women. So all the Rishonim ask, what's the Mishnah adding? No one's allowed to do yichud. Well, what's the deal with, why you care about this guy's a hairdresser? What's the difference? The point is, nobody's allowed to do yichud, right? So you look at Rashi. Rashi over here answers the question. Rashi says, it's hard to read, so if I read it, you follow along. Lo yisyachid im hanashim. So up to Rashi. Afilu im harbe nashim, that's the Chiddush. Not even with many women. Lefi sheliboy gasbu. V'kulo an mechapois alav. And they all are going to cover over. V'ilu ishachrina, what about a regular person? Is ben shtei nashim tonight, only with two. Avalim shalosh shabar, shabar tami. So a regular person is not allowed to be mistaken with two women. But this guy, whose whole business is with women, is very comfortable with them, and very, whatever, then it's even usher 3, 4, 5, and even a big group. So according to Rashi, it's only usher 2 for a regular person. Someone that's iska ima nashim, then it would be usher even 4, 5, or 6. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says that one man is not allowed exactly with many women, even more than two. How does he answer this question? He has a different answer. He's talking about even if his wife is with him. If he's busy with women, even if his wife is with him, he's still not allowed to do yichud to them. That's how Rambam answers. But that's so now, we have a big machlokes. A regular person who's not iskei manashim, a regular guy, is he allowed to do yichud in a group of 5, 6, 7, 8 women?
What's not yichud? What's a case of not yichud for a man? You know, other men have to be
other
there.
Men have to be there.
There's no women in the room.
There's other men.
There always has to be other men, right?
Right.
Like, in other words,
right. Right.
This Yaakov is a problem.
Okay, so now, how do we pass in the Shiloh? So how do we pass in the Shiloh? So it's a machlokes Rambam and Rashi. How we pass it. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, so the Shulchan Aruch brings down both opinions. Okay, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down both opinions. It's on page.
The security cameras really make a difference.
Like, we'll have to get to details. Hold on, we're not to that.
You have
all the no. So this would be an issue. Yeah, it's on page 20. It's on page 20. I want to get to the point. So on page 20. So the Mechaber says, Lo yisachet ish eger afilu im noshim harbe. No limitation. 1, 2, 3, 4, it doesn't make a difference. The Ramah says, V'yesh oimrim, the ish achas misached esu shnei noshim ksherim. Im hu be'ir, as long as it's in a city. Fine, not on the road. Or whatever. But the Mechaber, the Rambam says, the Ramah is basically paskening like Rashi. Now comes in what I said before. Here is finally where we can get an afkamina, whether yichud is deraisa or derabonon. If it would be deraisa, we'd have to be machmir. If it's derabanan, you could be mekel. So now, what?
Sfardim. I have a problem.
Yeah. So the I'm just saying the mahalach and the psak over here could depend on that. So we paskin that with two women is derabanan, and the male you could be mekel pashtus with that. However, and it's the Rama. So, but there's still those that are machmir on it lechatchila. So what would that mean? If you're setting up l'chatchila, a situation, even if it's with many women, there really should be another man there. So like you said before, if a person is a teacher in a school, and he teaches a class by himself with many women, so really, according to the Rambam, that would be asr. According to Rashi, that would be mutter.
Unless you have... It's
all
the stars also.
I'm just saying. If a person's in a, I understand. Saying the classroom would be set up in a way that technically should be an issue, and therefore it should be noted that it should be set up. The classroom should be set up in a way that it's being addressed. But let's say you could have a situation. Let's say you're taking them on a trip or something. Let's say there's a trip or a camp or whatever, And it's the whole entire camp and or bunk or whatever with the counselors, and that's all and the man is the driver. So you have one man with many girls, right? And so according to the Mechaber, that would be an issue. According to Rashi, that would be motor. So a person should set up lechatchila to avoid that.
Necessarily, they have one more man sitting on the bus.
Right.
Just one more is enough.
Or the man's relative. If the man has a daughter with him on the trip or a wife, so then that's called a shomer.
So the Rambam said the wife was not good enough.
No, that's if iska imay.
That's also
sound. That's why iska imay.
The bus is Malcolm.
Right.
The issue is not the bus; it's when you get off the bus. Because the bus, you're in public with glass.
Depends if you're in the mountains at night.
If you're in the mountains at night, or you're going to some secluded place, whatever.
It could be glass.
Right. There's a lot of different scenarios on that, but theoretically, it would be a shiloh. So if the person, if the man has a relative with him, that would be able to address that would address the shiloh, because then that's the, we're going to get to that concept. That's the concept of shomer.
The Ramah holds just two women is fine.
What?
The Ramah holds just two women is fine.
No, two women.
Three. Yeah, the Isser is by two. More than two is mutter. And according to the Rambam, it's any amount is a problem. So this is a place where you find a chilek between deraisa and derabanan. Now that we find that the poskim are like trying to figure out why are we so machmer on this question, if it, that is only really a derabanan. There's an old tshuva from the Shevet Halevi that's actually printed here, that the Shevet Halevi dealt with this, etc. Now there's what time is it? There is, because there's one other shayla. Let's pick out one other shayla. What about something which is not an erva? Erva means in the Torah, mother-in-law, aunt, these things which are relatives, ishes ish and nida, which are all chayv misa. But there's other things in the Torah like chayv lavin that the Torah asks, but they're not arayas. They're not included in arayas. Chayv lavin, let's say a mamzeres, or if you're koyin to a grusha, these types of things. So is chayv lavin, where does that fit in to the isur yichud? Is that isur yichud deraisa? Or is that an Isra Yichud Darabonon included in the Zer of David HaMelech? Because it's not worse than a Pnuya. So, or was Arias any woman that's really awesome in that Torah? That's really what Yichud was. Yichud was anyone that's awesome in that Torah, so then it would be included. So this is a big machlokes nachrayin, and the Prisha says any woman that's awesome, Yichud with her is in that Torah. And others ask a Bekasha, because if that's true, is a Pnuya really Mutter min HaTorah? Is a Pnuya alive? Is a Pnuya Minatar is a person? Is there any Isser of a man taking a Pnuya, a non-married woman, being boil a Pnuya with no Kiddushin? Is there any Isser Minatar to do that? No Nida, no. Is there an Isser from the Torah to do that? So the Rambam, definitely bikvias to live with together. Bikvias is asr min haTorah. But one time, is that asr min haTorah? It could be it's not asr min haTorah. But if it would be asr min haTorah, then
what's
why?
What's the asr bikvias?
What?
What's the asr bikvias?
Loisya kadesha. But the, if without that.
Is there an asr derabanan?
Huh?
Is there an asr derabanan?
Well, if there's an asr yichud, then there's surely an asr bia. Right? I mean, David Melch asr yichud, so obviously it's going to be asr bia. So, where does it say that? I'm not sure exactly, but it's definitely ulcer. So the question is that and David Melch is an early derabanan. You know, that's talking about before most derabanans. It's pretty early. So if you say that chavi lavin are included in the deraisa of yichud and yichud and pnuya is a deraisa, so then what was the need of David Melch? What did he add? This is a big question. Mechas Chinuch asked this question. Others asked this question as well. That's a question. Again, it wouldn't make such a big nafkamina. What's a nafkamina we're talking? We're talking about very, very odd nafkamina, meaning like a koyin, is he allowed to do yichud to a divorced woman who's older and she's not a nida, but she's divorced, so now is there an issue yichud there? From the Torah. It'll be also derban anyway. So it's more of a lumdisha question than a practical one, but that's a question. Okay, so this is the background. Like we said, so basically we covered, just to sum up, we covered that there was three levels to the iser. Midaraisa is an erva, or anyone that's also midaraisa maybe. Midarabanan is a pnuya, any unmarried woman who's Jewish. And then the next gzera was from the later tanoim, and that was, or later bezdin, and that was even a guy. We said that the Issa Deraisa is only one with one, but Midarabana, they added one with two, and they also added Pnuya. The Rashba deals with, what about two Pnuyas, is that Asra at all? And we dealt with the question of what's the fundamental issue of the whole Issa Yichud altogether. Is Issa Yichud a Gzeira from the Torah, that we just don't want you to do Gilui Arayos, and it's a step closer to that? Or is that itself a situation that the Torah asks because itself is a situation of Korban? Okay? So that's the introduction. And then there's a lot of questions raised. Video cameras, elevators, you know, we're going to get to babysitters and all sorts of different scenarios, secretaries, late night hours in an office building, all these types of things. Are we going to, you know, what are the, you know, we'll try to get to as much of the sugi as we can.
I'll leave when you talk about babysitters.
What?